Here's a suggested intro. The holiday season is always an opportunity to spend time on tradition and to reflect on times past. Nostalgia was the theme of a holiday radio event to close out the year, featuring some of the biggest vintage gear ever to reach the ham bands. The story from Paul Corson, WA3VJB. And it all happens in 3, 2. It was the third annual heavy metal rally, bringing out the gigantic rigs in a casual conversational operating event to see how many such transmitters could be worked in a given night. A trophy will be on the way to the station that shows up the most often among the logbooks submitted to the organizers. A heavy metal transmitter is defined as weighing at least 250 pounds and preferably running more than 250 watts. If that sounds like a real boat anchor, well, here's Jack, W9GT, with a 400-pound transmitter from a boat.
And we are running a midweight transmitter here, a Federal 167B marine transmitter, using a pair of 813s in the final, modulated by a pair of 811As, running 300 watts output.
Many of the heaviest of the heavy metal stations on the air were retired broadcast transmitters, rescued from commercial AM radio stations across the country. The sound of these big rigs filled the airwaves, as it must have been during the hi-fi golden age of radio.
The call is N3WWL, as you know, running circa 1946 Raytheon RA-250, which utilizes a pair of 810s modulated by another pair, and running somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 watts.
Jay's Raytheon weighs nearly 1,400 pounds, about the same as the Collins 300G that was on the air on 160 meters from Rhode Island with Tom, W2ILA.
This is the reason I like this band. There isn't a noise from either side. I have the receiver wide open.
But perhaps the poundage winner of the heavy metal rally was the rig at Syracuse, with Gary, W2INR, driving nearly 4,000 pounds of radio.
Transmitter is a Collins 21 Echo, a modified 21 Echo. Receiver is a Collins R390, not to be confused with the R390A. Audio chain is just a microphone EQ and mixer.
Military transmitters such as the popular T-368 were well represented on the bands, along with homebrew transmitters such as the one built by Bill, K2LNU, at Buffalo, New York.
And we're on the homebrew rig here, the 4-400, which is modulated by a pair of 100THs. And, well, the power requirement, let me see, we're right at 375 watts. And the weight requirement, we're doing just fine because we put the dog, three cats, a vase of flowers, and a Hoover vacuum cleaner on top of it. So that pushes us well over 250 pounds.
The event was the brainchild of Bill, KD0HG in Colorado, sponsored by the vintage magazine Electric Radio. Additional coverage and features about the nostalgic specialty of amplitude modulation on the shortwave ham bands can be found at www.amwindow.org. and www.amphone.net. That's AMFONE.net. Paul Corson, WA3VJB, reporting for Newsline. Here's a suggested tagline for you as well. In a related story, the ARRL in a few weeks plans to take up a proposal to establish an AM endorsement for the popular Worked All States Award. The new endorsement would recognize the achievement of exclusively using amplitude modulation in earning the WAS certificate.